From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In North Carolina, a new battlefield has opened up in the debate over public displays of the Ten Commandments. In November, the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, Roy Moore, was ousted after he refused to move a granite Ten Commandments monument from the state judiciary building. Moore is appealing the decision, and in the process, he's spawned imitators, including a city councilor in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. From member station WFDD, Larry Schooler reports.
Inspired by Judge Roy Moore's example, Winston-Salem City Councilman Vernon Robinson paid $2,000 for a granite monument of his own, with the Ten Commandments on one side and the Bill of Rights on the other.
It would stand constitutional scrutiny because it's clearly not proselytizing. It's doing what it says it is, educating the public on the moral and legal precepts that undergird the foundation of the Republic, the Bill of Rights, and the Ten Commandments.
Robinson had the 4-foot-tall, 1-ton monument placed outside Winston-Salem's City Hall early yesterday morning when City Hall was closed for Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. Robinson said he wanted it to be a surprise for the people of Winston-Salem, but city officials weren't pleasantly surprised. Winston-Salem Mayor Alan Joynes, who considers himself a Christian and believes in the Ten Commandments, says Robinson's monument would hurt the effort to unify the city.
City Hall belongs to every citizen of Winston-Salem, and it has to be a place that everyone feels comfortable coming to. So to me, the proper procedures were not followed, and we just need to do that.
And because Robinson violated city procedures in installing the monument, a crew from the transportation department hauled it away around 11:30 this morning. It's being stored in a city junkyard. Carrie Collins is a spokesperson for the city of Winston-Salem. She says Robinson erred in including his own name on the monument, violating a city policy that he helped pass last fall. She read from the policy outside City Hall after workers removed the monument with a backhoe.
Displays or placements commemorating or honoring elected officials will be determined by the council. That was found in violation, as well as the placement of other plaques, honorary, including dedicatory plaques, in city-owned facilities will be determined by the city manager or his designee.
And when asked whether the city's decision had anything to do with what was on the monument or with church and state issues, Collins said,
"It has nothing to do with what's on the plaque. It's just that the plaque itself is in violation."
Robinson, a conservative Republican, was elected to the city council in 1997. He is running for the Republican nomination for the 5th District congressional seat. Robinson says city officials misinterpreted city policies in removing the monument and should have left it in front of City Hall. He plans to ask city council tonight to return it to its original spot. For NPR News, I'm Larry Schooler in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.